At any given afternoon at the Palm Beach Kennel Club, there are dogs barking, poker chips clanking, and gamblers betting on the next big race.
Some days you win, and most of the days you lose.
But for one of Palm Beach County's most popular places to gamble, there's one iconic gaming sound you won't hear. There are no slot machines at the Kennel Club, or anywhere else in Palm Beach County for that matter. This leaves gamblers in the county with no other option but to go south for slots. Elizabeth Paquette of West Palm Beach is one of those gamblers.
I go to the casinos outside of Palm Beach County, and it's a long haul to go down to somewhere like Gulfstream. Of course, I'd love to see casinos right here in Palm Beach County, because people from Palm Beach County are traveling to go to these casinos. It'd be nice to have it local.
In 2004, Dade and Broward went through a statewide referendum that would allow slots in their counties.
We were encouraged to stay out of the referendum in order to protect the poker product that we had just recently got, with the idea that we would have our opportunities going forward.
That's Joe Rooney, the vice president at Palm Beach Kennel. He's seen his fair share of bumps on the road to slot machines since the referendum.
Different leadership, different governors, different reasons, including the Seminole Compact that was negotiated and signed several years ago.
The Kennel Club has been around for more than eight decades. It has stayed on top of the game, no pun intended, by adding a poker room and a live streaming service that allows players to bet on dog and horse races across the country. But it's hard to avoid what the next step is.
Obviously, we want to always remain relevant and a place where everybody wants to come, so that moves us to trying to get slots.
That was Teresa Hume. She's been working at the Kennel Club for 34 years. In 2012, Palm Beach County voters approved a referendum to allow casino gaming. State Senator Maria Sachs of Delray Beach is vice chair of the gaming committee.
The people of Palm Beach County have already spoken in a referendum that they want slot machines. We should allow them to do that because the people want it.
Elizabeth Paquette was one of those voters.
2012, I voted for slot machines in Palm Beach County, and I and so many other residents here are wondering what happened.
A lot depends on Governor Rick Scott's negotiations with the Seminole Tribe to rework the gaming deal made with the state in 2010. The compact, as it is called, currently doesn't allow slots at paramutuals outside of Dade and Broward. It expires next year. In mid-March, the House Gaming Committee unanimously signed off on a bill that would create a gaming commission to regulate the industry. The working version of the bill would also allow slot machines in Palm Beach County. Again, Senator Sachs.
I think that what we're going to do in this gaming commission is hopefully we can wrap our arms around all the different issues on gambling in the state. And there's so many. We're unlike any other state as usual. So we really need to take our time and understand everything that's involved in it.
The Gaming Commission has a lot of work to do. But for Joe Rooney, the show must go on.
Well, we always sort of said we're in the entertainment business more than anything. It's a tremendous amount of fun to put on a show every day, a live show every day, watch the people come out and enjoy themselves.
Palm Beach may have to wait a little longer for legislative action. But for the hopeful gamblers, there's still Governor Scott's talks with the Seminole Tribe or a trip to Broward or Dade. I'm Lisanne Ramos in West Palm Beach.